We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 22nd day of February 2024. And this is Pledge Week, folks. And so way back in the phone booth back there, our pastor's mighty men, we have them standing by, ready to waiting, hoping that you'll call with a pledge. And we have in the, he's gone aloof in the glass booth. None other than Style is our producer.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
There you go. And you heard the cackle, that's right. That familiar cackle, and that is the studio marm, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay, and live tonight, we have right here, live in the studio. Well, pretty near live, anyhow. We have none other than the fellow that calls in on Thursday nights to always give an invitation. He's here live tonight to give the invitation. We'll see if he does it any better, right? All right. Pastor Hal.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. And then way out yonder in Missouri, we have the legendary, that Missouri Mountain back roads preacher, none other than the parson, Joe Larson.
Hey, good evening. Glad to be here and welcome, Hal. Pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. Same here.
Kidding, I don't know. It's just two Larsons that aren't even related, really, are you?
No, we're not related. Oh. We're related. We're brothers in Christ.
That's even more important, man.
Do you think either one of you are related to Adam?
Somehow.
Indubitably.
Well, if you were both related to Adam.
The first man, we're all descendants of him, so yes.
Well, then if you were related to Adam, both of you, okay, then you probably, maybe you're the brother of a different mother.
Don't even go there.
All right.
It's going to get bad.
One or the other, okay?
With him. You're there.
Distant cousins.
Okay. All righty, very good. But you're not kissing cousins.
No, no.
You know, okay. You're not Democrats, right?
No, right.
All right,
no.
There you go. Boy, I'm glad that cleared that up.
Hell, you got to watch him like a hawk.
Yeah, I know.
Listen. All right, we got to get into the scripture. Remember what the title of the message was.
Lesser Magistrates Then and Now.
And that's what we're going to go for tonight. Now the number to call is 888-281-1110. That's especially with credit cards, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. It makes it so much more enjoyable to do this scripture if I see those phone lines lighting up already. So we're going to start tonight in Daniel chapter 3. And, Hal, you read verse 8 through 12 and stop.
Wherefore, at the time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews, they spake and said to the king of Nebuchadnezzar, "Live forever, thou king, has made a decree that everyone that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews who has not set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up."
Okay, so now, this golden image, it is a type. The Bible's filled with types and shadows, right?
Right.
And so this whole thing here that we're reading is a type, okay, of the salvation message. And it's also a type of the tribulation period. Now, this golden image was a type of the beast in Revelation 13, verse 15. Well, how do you say that, Will? Now, what's the penalty here for not worshiping the beast here, Nebuchadnezzar's beast? What's the penalty?
Get thrown in the fiery furnace.
Right. Okay, so failure to worship is death.
Right.
All right.
Death. Right.
Now, so if we go back and we look at these Chaldeans, who were the Chaldeans?
They were from ancient Babylon. They were a very cruel army and everything.
They were the ruling class of the Babylonians, weren't they?
Right.
Okay. And so here now, we take a look at this and we see that this statue that he made, the 90-foot tall, was a type. Penalty, failure to worship this was death by fire. Failure to worship the beast in Revelation 13, 15 is also death. Now, if we go ahead, Joe, you pick it up in verse 13 and read through 18.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up."
Well, so we look at that fiery furnace, and here we take a look at the lake of fire. That was a type of the lake of fire. But here, who is going to keep us from the fiery furnace? Now, if we pick it up there, we read, go ahead, Hal, read verses 19 through 25.
Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded that the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the furnace, a burning fiery furnace. And these men were bound in their coats, their hoses, their hats, and other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because of the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, and rose in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fiery furnace? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Now, let me ask you this. The vast majority of people on this earth today are going to end up where?
The fire.
In the lake of fire.
Right.
Now, we're not going to end up in that lake of fire, because who's going to keep us from, keep us from that lake of fire?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. And so that you have
the
here.
The same Lord Jesus that was there in the fire.
Right.
Amen.
You have, this is a type. Just as he was in there with them, he's going to keep us. Now, the fire also represents one other thing. When the Bible says tried by fire, what does that mean, being tried by fire? He said.
Tribulations.
It means tribulation. That means we, our faith will be tried by fire. Okay. And so here, is Christ always with us in that tribulation?
Right. More so than at other times, it seems sometimes. You know, he really manifests himself when we need him the most.
So he goes on now, and he says, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire. And the princes and the governors and the captains and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except for their own God. Why should we believe this? Why should we believe this?
Because God put it in his his book of instructions for us in the Bible. And it's interesting because the king himself, the form like the Son of God. I mean, this would not have just come to somebody unless it was given by the Holy Spirit to direct them. I mean, the Son of God, Nebuchadnezzar would have had no conscience idea that God had a son. You know, Son of God would not, has not appeared at this point at all in the scripture. And then down here in the, you just said in verse 28, where he talks about an angel. Yeah, it was the angel, really, of the Lord, not just an angel.
Okay, so.
You know, what's amazing about this, even the Jews themselves didn't preach to Nebuchadnezzar about a Son of God. So the very fact that Nebuchadnezzar, with nobody, not even his prisoners, telling him about the Son of God, actually realized there was a Son of God and knew he was looking at the Son of God. That had to be, like Joe said, the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so what we have right here in front of us, the Lord says he would preserve his word. His word will be preserved, right? And
yes.
In fact, he said, heaven and earth will pass, but his words will never pass away. Now, were there any, before I go any further, I want to say, Barb in Lakewood pledges 500. Thank you,
Amen.
Barb.
Yep. Praise the Lord.
Folks, that number is 888-281-1110. Again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Can we get a matching? Can we get someone to match Barb's 500? We need a couple. Deacon Mark just pledged 100. Thank you, Deacon
while
Mark.
Waiting for matches, I'd like to see the phones just burn down with people calling in with pledges of any amount. You know,
yeah.
For many years, you know, we've had, you know, hundreds of people sending in $20, $30 donations, and we need, that's the backbone of what keeps the ministry going each and every month. So let's light up those phone lines and keep everybody back there, keep Eric and Frank and Randy busy, keep them out of trouble for a while.
Absolutely, folks. 888-281-1110. We need to hear from you. Or 888-677-9673. Now we know, you and I understand the Word of God, what we have here. We know that it is preserved. God said he would preserve his words, and we know not only that, but he said that his words, okay, that everything he said would be fulfilled. And now, and we've seen, and we happen to know by studying history, that almost 1,800 of the prophecies have been fulfilled already. Now, but were there any things, any artifacts, any diggings, anything that would suggest over the years that would line up exactly with the Word of God?
Yes, we've talked about several of them. One, they found part of King Solomon's mines, and they found it by petrified donkey droppings, and because they knew what the donkeys were fed, and they followed these petrified donkey droppings is how they found King Solomon's mines. We talked about that several years ago.
All right, what about the plaque that was on the cross to where Jesus was, where it said, here lies the king, or here is the king of the Jews. Did they find artifacts that had that written on them? Yes, over the years.
I don't remember. I believe so.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember when that came up.
What about in Daniel, when you talked about here, where obviously with Nebuchadnezzar, but also in Daniel here, where he talks about the other king, and I'm having one of my, Darius, King Darius, have they found actual pieces of wood, signs with Darius's name on it?
Well, actually, didn't they find a coin?
Yeah, but they actually found, a coin, they found coins, but they actually found pieces of wood that actually had his name on it. These were some of the things that...
Well, there was that one temple where they had gone in and taken out the temple and replaced it with that kind of a toilet. And I can't remember the name of that. It was to one of the gods, and they found that.
Well, over the years, they found, what about in the Red Sea?
That's what I was going to say next. They found broken pieces of chariots where Pharaoh and his Egyptian army chased them, the Jews through the Red Sea. And as soon as Israel got safe on the other side, God had the sea close, and the wheels came off the chariots and just broke to pieces. And they found remnants of those chariots.
Found a lot of the remnants of those chariots, didn't they?
Right.
And so... What other things? What about the spear that was known to be the spear that was used to pierce the Lord's side when he was on the cross? There's a big history on that. Who was it that went after that and coveted that? It was Adolf Hitler. And so he believed that he had that. Also, they believed what? That if, as long as he had that, that he could never be defeated. And so there was just a lot of things over the years here that other than
the footprints. Remember, where the Jews along the when they had crossed the river, when they made their altars, they did an outline in stone around the altar in the shape of a footprint. And scripture talk about their footprints in the new on the promised land. And they found, 12 of them to mark the 12 tribes of Israel.
You know, one reason God didn't let it be known where he buried Moses, because it'd probably be a 900-foot monument there that the Jews and everybody else would be going, you know, all from all over the world there just to touch the thing and everything. And a lot of these, I don't think God let a whole bunch of stuff be found because people, with their idolatrous nature, would be making idols out of these things. You know, they just...
Right.
It'd work against them.
Well, that's possible. What about did God keep that information from Satan where Moses was buried?
No, I think Satan, saw that, what God was doing. But the thing is, it was to remain a secret.
You wonder, because what do you think Satan could do with the body of Moses?
Well, it said he contested over that body of Moses. I believe I read that in the scripture, but, God just has to say no, you're not getting it.
Yep. All right, very good. Let's pick it up where we left off. So the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Now, all of a sudden the king, I'm going to tell you, he's all of a sudden a believer. How long did that last?
Not too long, and that's the part that's hard for me to fathom. It didn't take him long to revert to his old ways. If I had seen four people walking around in the midst of the hottest furnace fire that man could build in that day and age, I think that would have made me a believer forever.
Absolutely. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673, or 888-281-1110. The phones haven't been ringing lately, folks, and we got to get them ringing. We really do.
Yeah, we do.
There's a good lesson in this story, too. You know, when people listening to us feel like their life is, things are closing in on them, there's no way out, no hope and everything, well, there's always a way out, and the way is up. It's turning to Jesus Christ. Because, how would these guys ever think, they're going to get saved out of a burning fiery furnace? But they trusted in God, and God did the impossible. So that's a lesson for every believer that's hearing our voice right now tonight, no matter what they're facing. Give it to the Lord and trust in him.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. What the story we just read was written about 700 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, before Christ, 700 okay. years before Christ.
Before Christ, yeah,
right.
700 years before Christ. So that's actually, about 2,700 years ago, right?
Right.
And we're still talking about it. Now, when the Lord Jesus said heaven and earth would pass, but his words would never pass away, there's not a whole lot of things that happened 2,700 years ago that's still in the news, is it?
Mm. You can't even get the news today that's happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
one point in verse 29, you skipped it. That Nebuchadnezzar went and made a degree, another degree, that anybody that didn't, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, about being cut into pieces, their houses made a dunghill. He goes back to the same violent person, instead of saying you should really worship this God, he's powerful, he's does wonderful things, he goes back to imposing that fear. So you can see right then his heart wasn't totally changed.
It's kind of like a control freak, huh?
Yeah. We're going to go back to the same old method. They're going to be cut into pieces, their houses made a dunghill, and it showed his
You will comply. You will comply. Isn't that kind of the message of the Democratic Communist Party today?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
You will comply, or we will see that. that you're destroyed somehow.
All of you pro-lifers, you're going to have jackboot thugs breaking in your house in the middle of the night. You're going to have guns pointed in the faces of your five-year-old. You people, if you object to your children having pornography in their school books, we're going to charge you with hate crimes.
And they tried to have that one parent, the child taken away from the parents because the Catholic family wouldn't let the child go and become a transsexual. They said, no, we're going to keep the child at home and, you know, won't call him by his or her, whatever, you know, name. And they finally won in court, but not until their child had been taken away and placed in, you know, state care for a while. They eventually won, but tells you which way the state wants to go.
All right.
Want to control everything.
Nicole in Florida just pledged $1,000. Thank you, Nicole.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks. Can we get someone to match Nicole? Can we get someone for $1,000 and Barb for $500? Thank you. And we need to get back on. We're on one station in Florida, but we need to get back on the two that we went off, at least one of those. And we're going to, if we keep getting pledges like that, we'll be able to do that. But we are in Florida over the internet too. So in fact, we're all over the world on the internet, come to think of it.
Right. The word Cleveland.com is our podcast, right? We don't talk about that enough, I don't think.
I hear you.
They can go to the word Cleveland.com. It is hard to find us because we're on at night, and you go during the day, you see all this daytime stuff. There's a little line that you have to look for the night things, and that's where you'll find the podcast, on the word Cleveland.com.
Okay. We'll be right back after this.
Israel, rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Thou art my chosen, for I have called thee. Thou art graven on my hand, and I will gather all those who gather. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Out from the furnace, out of affliction, I have chosen thee, behold. And for your iron I'll give you silver, and for your brass I'll give you gold. Awake, America,
awake, America.
Rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free.
Hosanna.
From out of Zion comes your Redeemer.
Alrighty, we are back. And again, I want to give the number out. The numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, you just had that ruling here a couple days ago in Alabama where they ruled, the courts ruled, that embryos are human beings.
Yeah.
And so
they're babies. Embryos are babies.
Absolutely. And this is what we have to do here in Ohio. This is what we have to do. We've got to use the very same rulings that they have. Now, the death culture, and the Democrats are about death. The Democratic Communist Party is all about death, whether it's euthanasia, whether it's abortion, whether it's by the COVID, whether it's by the kill shots. They're all about death, always about death. Remember that, you know, even suicide, they're always about death. And so here we have to really go after it. That's what we have to do. We have to use the same legislation they used there in Alabama. We can do it here in Ohio, and you can do it there in Missouri too, can't you?
Yeah, we could sure try.
All right.
I want to remind folks that the left keeps trying to use the word fetus, but if you look it up, it's the Latin word that means baby. It's the same thing, but they change and shift words because fetus doesn't sound like anything important.
The Latin word is young one. Young one. That's what it means,
baby
actually.
Baby sounds, you know, real. Fetus, but it's the same word. It's just in a different language.
Yeah, well, you know, Joe, that you and I are fourth trimester fetuses.
Fourth trimester, yeah.
Yeah. And there you go. Hal's about a fifth or sixth trimester. No.
Thanks.
All righty, there you go.
No, he's a little younger than we are.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not much. Anyhow, I don't think, you know, well, we better not get into that because we're going ancient, right?
Well, I'll be 76 in July.
Yeah. Who are you getting?
Oh.
He's not far behind, is he? Already.
I think he's actually ahead of me a little bit.
Gee.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm the youngest in the group.
I didn't know I was dealing with youth here. All righty. Gee. I mean, here. Okay, I better leave that alone. Okay, folks. Tony in Massachusetts pledges 100. Thank you, Tony. All right. Hal, you have an article. Do it.
Oh, yeah. Right here it says that there's a Lutheran church up in Canada. It's called the Lutheran Church of the Cross. And this is going to get you people sick. It says a Samaritan group of drag queens want to teach these kids in this Lutheran church that they want to be the new Samaritans to help people out. And that the reason they want to teach kids stories is because they just want to be kind to these kids and make them feel good. And the fact is, you know, they say they've been attacked for simply wanting to read stories to children. And that's a big lie. These perverts want to destroy these kids' minds and souls and everything else and indoctrinate them into their perversion. And it says, now a message delivered at the Lutheran Church of the Cross, a Canadian organization populated by senior citizens, lesbians, and a host of other ragtag goatlings, likens drag queens to that of Good Samaritans. Could you imagine that? And, you know, they say in the Bible days, you know, the Samaritans back then weren't accepted either. But the fact is, those Samaritans back in those days weren't perverts. What they did, the perverts, you can find in Genesis 19, where God had fire and brimstone come down upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And why was that? Because God had two angels go into Sodom and Gomorrah. These are angels of God that was to bring Lot and his family out. And these perverts wanted to actually have sex with the angels. They wanted to rape the angels. Could you imagine how demented that is? And they didn't want to teach these angels stories out of a storybook either, I guarantee you. And the angels had to blind them and rescue Lot and his wife and then turn around and have fire and brimstone come down upon it. And then in Romans chapter 1, God says that those that practice such things deserve death. Now, you know, I don't think God looks at homosexuality and all that other sex perversion as being a bunch of good Samaritans that just are misunderstood, do you?
No, and you know, here, when you mention Lot and his wife, we were talking about artifacts and things that were found. There's a pillar of salt, and by standing by itself in a, out there, where a lot of people think that that was Lot's wife. It's still to this very day, that pillar of salt standing there as evidence. Trump to challenge judge's claim of fraud without any actual fraud. They had this, Engron had charged Trump with 100 bogus charges. 100 charges with that were totally bogus. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So here, a ruling by the New York judge that President Donald Trump must pay $355 million to the state for fraud without any actual fraud at all is being challenged, according to a report from Newsweek. Months ago, this judge, Arthur Engron, had decided before the case had began in his court that Trump and his companies committed fraud in the way that they valued properties. Now listen to this. Can you imagine that this would ever happen in America? You know, this is where we remember how the news media used to go after these third world countries, you know, these dictators. Does this Engron, is he a dictator when you proclaim somebody guilty of a bogus charge without, before there's a trial, before there's a hear, any evidence is brought forth? Would
and
you say
he became the expert witness? I mean, he decided to know all about the commercial real estate and declared that the Mar-a-Lago property was worth about $18 million. And the real estate experts, I mean, expert after expert, it could be worth from 10 to 50 times that. Most of them average at 25 times $18 million. So he made himself the resident expert, ignored testimony from people who do it for a career. And so he made himself like a little mini god during this whole thing. You know, Mr. Powerful, Mr. Know-it-all.
So what did all of the real estate agents say? What did they evaluate Trump's property at?
Somewhere closer to $500 million.
Between a half a billion and a billion, right? Now, Deborah in Rocks pledges 20. Thank you, Deborah. Pat from Massachusetts pledges 200. Thank you, Pat. All right, so here now, the all of the real estate agents saying when Trump was right, on these bogus charges, was there any victims? There was one victim in all these charges, and that was Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That was Donald Trump. He was, and by a corrupt. Now, the only criminal activity that took place that was this Engron and this Letitia James. They're the only ones. And I had to laugh because Letitia James was talking about integrity and that in this case to keep their integrity. For Letitia James to be talking about integrity kind of reminds me of, I would compare it to have Jeffrey Epstein talking about sexual fidelity. What do you think? Unbelievable.
Well, you go back and look, I did a little research, several people, several judges, constitutional attorneys. Basically, we've got about 600 years of Anglo-American tort law that's been practiced. And basically, if you look at the law, where there is no harm, there is no remedy. And never has there been a theoretical or immeasurable or speculative claim, you know, they've got to prove harm. And it says that the remedies are at hand, quote, where a duty is owed and breached and where the breach caused measurable damages. Well, every bank came and said, we did no damage. We made money and we'd gladly give him another loan. We'd do it again in a heartbeat. So, I mean, here they're taking, they're making up the law.
They actually convicted
600 years of law and making it up for themselves.
They actually convicted Trump of paying back the loan. He was convicted, of paying back the loan. Unbelievable. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that there are any legitimate courts left in New York? Because he has to take it to the Court of Appeals. Now, let me ask you this. Does the Constitution give us the right to be tried by a jury of our peers?
It does.
Okay. Why wasn't Trump given that right? He asked for a jury trial. Why couldn't he get one?
Because the state of New York made up this new law and set it up that it be ruled by a judge, not a jury. And the whole thing is unconstitutional, and I'm waiting to hear some appellate court or down the road Supreme Court say that first the whole thing that they set up was unconstitutional to begin with, and Trump should have never been tried in court to begin with. But they're trying to cause him enough pain and damage to lose the election. They don't care if they lose in the end. Again, the end justifies the means. You got to remember, this is a communist revolution going on in America. Everything they're doing is so they can maintain and stay in power. In fact, to go along with that, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, think about this, folks, Department of Agriculture, is working with an advocacy group, a left-wing, far left, to boost voter turnout, part of President Joe Biden's executive order directing federal agencies to get involved in elections. So the USDA worked and is working with Demos, a New York-based group that helped draft Biden's executive order 140-19, 140-19, and this is according to the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project. And he signed this order on agencies and voter registration back in March of 2021. We did the story on the radio. And so here we have this whole thing. The Department of Agriculture is working to help voter registration in what? Liberal places, Democrat-controlled areas. They don't go to Republican areas to do this. Tom Fenton is president of Judicial Watch. He said Biden turned the entire federal government into a leftist voter turnout operation. And several other people have said the same thing to make one of these long articles short. So the Daily Signal came out and said they carved out paid administrative leave to encourage federal bureaucrats and other employees, loyal Democrat constituency, to volunteer poll workers during the elections. And federal agencies are working with other groups like the American Civil Liberties Union, which isn't American. It's not about liberty. They're a communist front group. So here we have the government using government to what? Go after its own citizens, any of those that are not Democrats, that is.
All right, very good. Tucker Carlson has been out. He's really been on the rampage. He is slamming rigged presidential election. He's really going after this now. And going back, all of this stuff that we've been reporting on for 3 years, Joe, now they're digging it out and going after it again. And so, praise the good Lord. It looks like they're about to reap what they sowed, huh? Also, here.
I've got one story that'll top that, and I want to get it in tonight.
Go ahead, Joey.
Our government has been sponsoring the Palestinian group called the Palestinian Authority Security Forces. Now, dozens of the members of this PA Security Forces have been caught in recent attacks against Israeli citizens and soldiers. And the Palestinian Media Watch, we've done stories on them for years, Pastor. It's a watch group out there, has translated different social media posts and broadcasts produced by Fatah, the ruling party there in the West Bank with the PLO, found it's been praising dozens of members of the Palestinian Authority security forces for their having attacked Israelis. Our U.S. State Department has spent about $170 million supporting the Palestinian Authority security forces, weapons training, and all this, right? And yet, this PA has bragged about their security forces being involved in different attacks. And I'm quoting here, I think the entire Palestinian people in the whole world has recently seen that more than 1,500 military operations against the Israeli occupation were led by the Fatah movement members and the PA security forces. This was a quote from one of the PA party officials. It was on a television program broadcast in Arabic, of course, to Palestine. And this article goes on and on. The Biden administration is hoping that this body, this Palestinian security force, will be the one that can govern Gaza when this conflict between Israel and Hamas comes to a close. This is the Wall Street Journal. And yet, more than two-thirds of the martyrs in the West Bank over the last year and a half belong to the Palestinian Authority security force. More than 355 of the prisoners inside Israeli prisons are from the Palestinian security forces. You get to be a prisoner when you're caught in Israel trying to kill somebody or do blow up something. So all of these are soldiers. Now, it goes on and on about what year, how much money, but even right up till now, the State Department in December offered a contract to pay a third party to build a special weapons and tactic SWAT team training facility for the Palestinian security forces in the West Bank. This is just in December. And now, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced that his department's going to spend $45 million to bolster the Palestinian security sector.
Okay, I'm going to give the numbers out, and then I'm going to comment on all that. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Or 888-677-9673. And folks, if you just want to send us a donation, Joe, go ahead and give that address.
Sure. It's WRWL Ministries, or just WRWL will do. 14781, 14781 Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio. 44065, WRWL Ministries, 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And even if you misspell Newberry, it'll get there because I did it for about a year on the radio, and all the donations got there, Pastor.
You know,
and
Joe,
you never corrected me. I don't think you ever noticed either, because we usually, you and I, use the computer or the phone. I don't write it very often.
Right. You know, back in on October 6th, I believe it was, when the Hamas, when they went into and raided Israel, and we said back then that above, out in the open, Biden would appear to be supporting Israel. He would be talking about, we got to support Israel. But under the table, they would be supporting Hamas. And that's exactly, they pumped all that millions and millions of dollars into Iran. That money went into weapons. Remember, also, when we told you, when we first went into Ukraine and they were sending all these arms, remember we said, look, they're going to go right there. They're going to get on the black market. They're going to be bought up on the black market. This money we're sending, most of them's not really even going to be used there. And guess what? Guess what? Where they've been finding those weapons that we sent to the Ukraine?
Some have been found in the Middle East, right?
No, a lot of them have been found on the southern border. The drug dealers have got those very weapons and some high-tech weapons also to use against us on our own southern border now.
Oh, well, they also, we did, there was a story where a lot of them were found in some of the terrorist organizations with the different groups, Hamas and Hezbollah. So they've gotten there, too.
Remember how Eric Holder had given arms to the drug dealers and what they did with those arms?
Mm-hmm.
They killed our own agents with it, didn't they?
What do they call it, Fast and Furious?
Yep. All righty.
Yeah.
Paul in Texas pledges 50. Paul in Texas pledges 50. Thank you, Paul. Already,
we forgot one thing: that United Nations relief agency, many of their people were actually working with Hamas when they attacked Israel the day they burned the babies, raped and killed the women, and all that. And many of them were working for the United Nations. Only that was just their front. They were really Hamas terrorists and soldiers.
You know, United Nations never rebukes any.
That too.
Yeah, United Nations never rebukes anybody that attacks Israel. They rebuke Israel when they defend themselves.
Right. Trump had defunded them, and of course, right after Biden took office, what did he do? He reauthorized the funding for that Palestinian Relief Agency, UN Relief Agency. And started feeding them, again, millions of your taxpayer dollars. So basically, we got a government that just sells us out, right. Uses your money
right.
to destroy America.
You know, Joe, if
your
King...
Your children, your schools, your taxes, everything.
Joe, if King David was in charge of Israel on October 7th, Iran wouldn't have been there on October 8th or 9th anymore.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, you know what? First of all, if Trump had been in the White House, that never would have happened. Mm. If Trump had been in the White House, we wouldn't have gone into Ukraine, would they?
No.
Nope.
I don't think they would have dared because, Trump's unpredictable, and they don't like that. They love Biden. You keep hearing Putin, in the election, we hope Biden gets elected. Why? He's an old-time politician, and we know what he's, we know where he stands, what he's going to do. He's an appeaser. Yes, they want him to be president.
Who makes a lot of money from the military-industrial complex over war?
Politicians. Kickbacks.
All kinds of people,
Already, very good.
Donors.
Communist Party, Democrats, and rhinos.
You can imagine the kickbacks these Democrats have made sending our money to the Ukraine.
Well,
bottomless pit, but what comes back to them and under the table is what it's all about.
Well, how do you get rich when you've got a salary of $200,000 a year and all of a sudden you're worth $20, $30 million, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you live in one of the areas that's the most expensive to live. Washington, D.C., anywhere in that area is terribly one of the most expensive places to live. So how do you get rich? When you can't afford to live there.
Joe in North Carolina pledges $125. Thank you, Joe. All righty, we're coming up to a break here. And when we come back from the break, I'll introduce you. Remember Philip Haney? He was a whistleblower. Philip Haney was the whistleblower there for the Department of Homeland Security. Do you remember? And we're going to be talking about that when we come back because new evidence just came out. So don't go away. A whole lot more to come, folks. 888-677-9673.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.